So we're going back to what? The first thing that we discussed it in here was conscious voice. Why? Because that's the first thing my teacher gave me. Now, why is conscious voice important? Because it would be like having a ship with all the, I don't know the word in English, amenities, swimming pool, sauna, jacuzzi, and all of that, massage, good food, cook, and then deciding to be in the ocean in a piece of wood and trying to go against the thing. Conscious voice puts you on that ship, the Noah ship, because you decide, I'm going into ecstasy, you decide, never see you again. No, no, it's good time. You guys have a demonstration. The beauty of it is when the world is not serious, the nectar is here. You see, the nectar is here. It is. And so, where was I?
And you decide.
Decide on what?
I think going on the ship.
Oh, ship. Uh-huh. Yes.
Ship or raft?
Yes. Yeah. The raft, and you see people. You see people on the piece of wood, and they all have the ship. Take it to this ship, but how good is it to have the ticket in your pocket? Do that in that piece of wood. Hilarious. Now, the conscious voice is the ship. And we discussed it for many months and years, actually, how to, and then I dropped it because I didn't find that it was being grabbed. Tonight, I'd like to talk about it. Honestly, since I'm not charging anybody, then I'm here for love.
Well, you should be laughing at payment. Catch it.
No, but you know, seriously, no, what I'm saying is I don't, so we show up here just for love, just for sharing, because it's nice to share things that might help be helpful to one another. And conscious voice is within each one of us because it's universal. There is only one conscious voice, and that's the voice of God. And in order to connect it is for you to get out your ticket and show it at the door of this gateway that goes into the ship. In order to do that is vigilant to open the inner eye. In other words, when you're meditating and you have gone into silence in your meditation, if you have any question, if you have any dilemma, if you have any decision making, instead of calling a friend, instead of looking for a solution in a book, instead of looking for a solution in the memory, the files and files of memory in your mind, how did I solve it 2 years ago? Go in, stop. Go in. When you have enough silence, drop the question or pronounce it inwardly into this silence and be quiet. And what is really effective with conscious voice is if you go in without any opinion. And so, and I give you an example. Say you are supposed to go to the doctor for your toe. It's been hurting. It's been bothering you. And you really don't want to spend the money for it if the doctor is not going to be effective, right? This is a really important question. If you don't have insurance or if you're in trouble, if you know your conscious voice clearly will tell you if this is fruitful or not. And if it is not, you will know what to do to remedy it. And that is being in the ship. So it's really wonderful to practice that. And but if we go in with our own opinion, with our own desire, with our own liking, then the mind will mimic the heart and we'll get misguided. So we drop all the opinion about it and just go in and try that. And try that to see what happens. You're doing it now and then, don't you?
I do, but I find that it's really difficult to be objective and drop the...
Yes, practice does it.
...desire and the opinion.
Yes. Yes, but unless that goes, you won't see the real self.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's the problem. So what it is needed to be done, if we don't want to make it with the questions that are, you have some opinion about it, do it with the very something that you don't care either way. Take that, but obey it. And then that gives you encouragement because you learned that it was the right way to do it. So life-threatening to take that into a silence is for someone that has been relying on it all their life. But for the start, we start with the questions that are very easy. Even spiritual questions. There was a time that I would take it in just to make it strong in myself. I would take it in if I should eat this food or that food. I mean, this is ridiculous, it's stupid, and it's not a spiritual, but I didn't care. It would give me confidence.
Hmm.
You have to build that confidence with it. And I tell you, once you are certain about your inner conscious voice and you discriminate between the thoughts and the heart, you sit and say, how did I live without it? How? You know? Because it's so much easier. The living becomes so much easier. So we have discussed it here. Anybody does it? Does anybody get it one way or the other? It doesn't have to be in the silence. You'd get it. Would you like to share?
I don't know. It's a little hard to explain. it's just being in a higher conscious level and connecting with oneness, and it's just knowing,
mm-hmm.
not really trying to use the mind and thinking and thinking, but just knowing, and it's make complete sense. And
yes,
higher level.
Beautiful. Well, that's how she gets it. And the answer or reply that we get, it is not judgmental. It is so reassuring that all of a sudden, it almost clinks. So reassuring that you, before the problem even solved, you feel the relief. It just gives you relief from it. So this was one of the things that we practice here. I'm just going through a reminder as if just going paging backwards. Then, of course, we had light meditation, which that meditation was given by Sai Baba to the whole creation, because it's the easiest one. It's almost formless and is effective. So then we had that to set us into one-pointed on the light. When we're one-pointed on the light, then silence becomes easier rather than all the thoughts going around. Of course, we talked about how we can measure and discriminate what is lasting, what is permanent, and try to stay with the permanent, because that's the one that will serves us the most. And many, many other things. If you guys remember the trust meditation, the silence meditation, the erase meditation.
The sword.
The sword. How many? Are you using your sword or is it automatic?
Automatic.
Okay, good. Who else uses the sword? Anybody?
The sword, as in why specifically?
Remember, were you there? I don't know if you were there. It was a sword of truth that whatever we see here from the senses, we don't give it too much credit. We sort of, yeah, we use that sword. Unmasking.
The erase meditation the same as the sword?
The erase meditation is more for the self. It's removing the body consciousness. So when you erase during the meditation, your body and your mind, what is left is the truth. So you remove that from entanglement with it. I know that Mahmoud used to use that. And was it okay for you?
It was wonderful. Rid of 50 years of garbage in about 2 days.
Yeah, okay. These are the things we had. So any of them, I'm just bringing it up, any of them you have question, or any of them you think you want to ask about it, for me to review it a little bit so it will refresh your mind, this would be a good night to do it.
I would like to hear about the erase.
I was afraid of that, no. Okay. The erase meditation, is when you sit down and you close your eyes, and this came to me spontaneously one day when I was sitting with my eyes closed. I saw the erase erasing my body. So just think you have an eraser this big, and an invisible hand, it's not even your hand, it's not even your doing, begins to erase you. And when you're erased, let's do it. And then you meditate. And then you sit. You start erasing, whether from the head or toe. For me, it was from the feet up. And any place that is not going away with the eraser, erase it a couple of times until it's gone. And then we sit quietly.